guess my one of my thoughts would be is the would the elderly assimilate better with the community and run across the chance of seeing grandchild, or sister, or brother, or nephew, or niece, or somebody? Would they rather go to a restaurant than go to a meal site that's, and I haven't been to one,
yeah,
it's this metal chair and eating on a cardboard table, or a card table, and that kind of thing?
Yeah, and I couldn't tell you that in, you know, I mean, it's Wisconsin, so in some cases people are used to eating in bar restaurants, but then there's other people that won't go into it if it's a bar restaurant. Like Vicky's is not, but I think Sportsman's is, right? So you're going to probably change that up. The one thing about the restaurants that you need to be aware of is that you still are required to have a meal site manager there. Obviously not. They would also be required to make the same. They have to do the same type of meals that meet one-third of the daily nutritional needs. They have to be approved by a nutritionist. And they would have to prepare and do the home delivered. So we'd still have to get the home delivered out of there as well. It is something I think we need to look at certain sites.
Restaurants didn't seem to want to go along with that, did they? You know, we talked about that.
They're not, you know, it's not.
I can understand.
They do in some counties, and some counties they don't. So it's not a... It's not a money maker for them by any means. I think it does warrant looking into. My concern is I don't think we have the time necessarily to put that in right now. I think if we pay for part of the equipment, we don't limit ourselves to saying we're going to be here for 10 years. We're just saying we're here now, and then we, you know, as we do strategic planning, we may come into some other things. I really don't see by putting a sink in that room, it's really going to impede them from doing other things with that room down the line. So,
what are the chances of getting someone to donate a stove and refrigerator? You get people that remodel their homes.
I had Crystal ready too, but unfortunately we're not ready to move on that. She had to get rid of hers. So,
yep.
I think we could. I think if we put it out there. We get donations right now. I've got a $1,000 donation sitting in the basketball area. So we get donations every year that go to the meal site program that I think we could allocate towards that.
I think the sink would be more difficult. It's still in the refrigerator. Some people change what it is.
Yeah. And we have a church in the Muscadet area that every year gives us, gosh, how much do they give us?
Can't even guess.
Well, we have a church that regularly donates to the Muscadet Blue River area. I'm trying to think if it's 500. So, I mean, I think we would have some avenues for that. Those are my least concerns, because it would just be the plumbing
right,
in
yeah,
that sink.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they're keeping it very, very minimal. Like I said, without the numbers, you know, maybe I'll have those. Is there a possibility, like, just appoint a small committee, like when those numbers come in, to maybe make that determination before the next board meeting if we have to? I don't know if that's even doable or legal. I don't know. But we have we've had ad hoc committees in the past.
You could do that, or you could make a decision contingent on a certain number.
Certain number amount. So I could do some bonding up to, like, you know, how many million? No, I mean, I have no idea what plumbing runs, but I guess my feeling was the whole thing wouldn't. I just thought if it was 5,000, I'd be surprised. I was thinking more like 2,500 at the very most. And I would still ask for them to pay for part of it if we can get them to contribute.
And their timing issue is they need a decision right now?
Well, they can't need a decision right now because they didn't get me the darn numbers, and I told them I had to have them by today. So, but I think it will be a timing issue.
So we could make a decision that she could make a decision on a certain amount of money.
Yeah, if you wanted to allocate up to 2,500 or 3,000.
Now, would you like me to talk about the Platteville one before you make that decision and throw that into the mix, too?
Sure. Of course.
Sure. I don't know if people know what's happening in Platteville, but Platteville's city budget is in dire straits, and they have been doing various things to improve that budget, but They're looking for money. And they have cut the senior center budget this year by $10,000, and they're looking to cut the senior center budget by $30,000 next year, and they want the building. They don't want that building to be the senior center. They want it back on the tax roll, which puts us in could put us in a world of hurt and bother. So this did not come. This request did not come from the city. It came from the senior center director to see whether we would be able to provide. We have not in the past provided. We've been provided the place basically for nothing because it's a win-win for them to have us there. I don't believe that probably us kicking in rent there is probably going to change the council's mind on that building. I don't think probably us kicking in $2,000, $3,000 a year is really probably going to save their day. But the request was made, and I did tell them, you know, we would look into that. In Platteville, again, with just the NSIP members, you know, we serve 7,596, and then we're doing 11,135 of those home delivered, plus we do another 2,226 in family care. So we do a lot. We're serving a lot of meals out of
so we have to find a whole new place.
We will.
Where is it located at now?
It is right over by the post office.
Mm-hmm. That's where they have a lot of activities. We run our programs there. And, you know, they come in there early, they play games, they stay and play games. They have a whole area downstairs set up with computers and
it's a nice facility. It's a very
beautiful.
Nice facility.
So the city has plans to do something else with it?
From what I gathered, and Bob, maybe you know more what's happening there too. From what I gathered, the city wants the building back on the tax roll. And
the
they want.
The city's got to sell it then.
They want, yes. And they want the senior center to find maybe a church or something else to house themselves in. And I think we might be able to land in that situation. Unfortunately, with that elderly population, sometimes if you go to one church now, that rules out these people coming to the senior center because, you know, they don't mix with their religions. It's true, it happens. I've seen it happen. So
no other building
He didn't put a target amount on there, and I just can't see. We're not, even if we had the money, and we don't have any money budgeted for rent, even if we found, at the very most, say $5,000, I can't see where that's going to stop the council from. That's not going to save their budget if they're being cut $30,000 in their budget. And I
have they given anything as to where they're going to move their senior center?
No, I think they were just hit with this at the end of October. I think the staff was at the senior center. I think they were hit out of the blue. I don't think they knew it was coming. And do we have anybody that lives in Platteville? You do. So you've seen an increase in, like, utility?
Well, I'm outside of the city limits, but...
Because I believe they've increased, like, their garbage. I believe
they've even put...
EMS response has...
It put $4 wheel tax?
Yes.
On all the vehicles.
Which I didn't even know a city could do.
In the city?
Yeah.
Really?
So, like... My folks have two vehicles, so they'll have to pay $40 a year just to have two
Some
vehicles.
Cities you can put like a half a cent
yeah.
sales tax, city sales tax.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah.
My son's on the fire chief, and so the firemen have, I mean, he's just been back and forth to all these meetings. It's a mess. To me, what it sounds like is that they... However, in city budget, that you have loans and such, and they were kind of what I will call going by with where you end up with a balloon payment at the end type thing. So they've got all this money they all owe all of a sudden.
It's their TIF districts.
And then the TIF, exactly, the TIF districts are.
So I don't have an official.
It may have come because of a former administrator.
It's been a fiasco.
I talked to the current administrator last week one day, and Eileen and I are going to try to get together just to see, because, yeah, they're looking to bail on a few things and look for the county to pick it up. We don't have extra dollars.
Sure, nobody had.
Yeah, they were looking to us, like, you know, they're like, you know, could you, because the senior center there has a bus that they purchased, I think, with fundraising. But that's also part of their budget. And they're like, you know, can you pick that up? And I'm like, not really. You know, I mean, we don't.
I think they have a
not
couple.
Without money.
I think right in those classes over there, I think I saw a couple
yeah.
buses.
So,
to
me,
they have
bus.
A public bus too.
Yeah, but it was all part of their public
right.
bus system, though, too, was the seniors. And so, yeah, it's. I just get bits and pieces.
You know, I think we're going to have to explore some alternatives where maybe we can. I honestly said I would bring it here, but I can't see where. We're not going to throw enough money at them to save
well,
that
it's like
building.
Your comment before, we don't have anything in the budget. We're too far downstream.
Right,
this,
and that's what I had explained to them. That's what
I'd
explained to
Karen
them.
The other night. I said, we need to get together so we can strategize for
and
future.
I'm very happy to work with them to try to locate, you know, that we can maybe co-locate somewhere else. I mean, I do have...
Yeah, they take a park place out there.
Well...
Park
Place gives us an implication of that we are then in supporting Park Place, so we have to be careful
with
those places that we move into in terms of
neutral.
That.
Yeah,
a church would be better for us than say Park Place or something like that. But
you know, cities have a lot of property that don't pay taxes on. I mean, the city of Bostonville, we own a lot of land, a lot of buildings, a lot of stuff we probably shouldn't own. Get it back on the tax roll again, you know, sell it, because it, that stuff just builds and builds and builds and builds through the year.
Yeah.
Well, it's very well organized, the senior building.
It's a nice building, but I think what they're looking at is they have done some whatever. They're looking at the number of seniors utilizing that building versus how many they think they have, and they just don't think it's.
They apparently have somebody that's interested in
that'd
the building.
Be my guess too. They got
I would guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They
I would.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would guess that same thing. It is, you know, it's adjacent right.
Sure.
Right,
good
so.
Location. Yeah.
And
it used to be a bar.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I
yeah.
did have like
yeah.
him.
Years
ago.
Yeah. Not that long.
So.
Oh,
so
I think
old,
I used to go.
They go
kill someone. What it was called? Is it just Redwood? I was going to say.
I should
know what's the name of it.
Yeah, I did. I was there when it was a bar. Yeah.
Yeah.
In
the
late
70s, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Bar.
Yeah.
Again, it was
a current
from a restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They would have to deliver 53 meals a day.
Oh, it would be, yeah. It would be more than that, actually, with home delivered. We.
Well, the home delivered, if they're 21 days at 1109, it's 53. The 30. They average 30 people a day at their congregate site.
Right. Because I was going to say, we probably, this last month, we were averaging between 80 and 90. It'd be a fair
they average
of 83 months,
a day.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to caution you on that. And I think, again, we have a food contract with UWP right now. So this is where we get a little tricky in this. We have a food contract with them for the next 3 years. We can probably get out of that food contract somewhat. But if we pull out Platteville, they were hesitant to even do the food contract with us this year. Platteville is our biggest numbers. If we pull out of Platteville right away, I think Cuba City, they also do Cuba City and Montford, and I don't think they'll do it for just those because those numbers are small. So those are some of the issues that we're going to have if we decide to do that. That's why I think we've got to be a little bit more strategic in how we plan to do that. I think Platteville is a good area for a restaurant, but we're going to have to be, I don't want to pull out of a contract with UWP and then lose two other meal sites because now I don't have caterers for those. So we have to be careful.
What's the average cost of meals from UWP?
Again, they're running us at $5.25.
Mm-hmm.
$5.25 a meal is what we're purchasing from them.
How soon do you see on that? Coming to life here.
I think before we make radical changes, because the state likes a lot of public hearings, okay, when you're making changes to their nutrition program. So that's why when I was talking to them earlier about doing some changes, that's why the goals of the strategic planning are in there a little bit, so that we can look at that, we can work with the state to say, here are some areas that we want to look at. But we do need to look at it in terms of our contract, because we do have a contract with UWP, and what would that mean to that us if we backed out of that? And would there be other areas to pick up then? It's going to have to be kind of coordinated how we do that, because we can't leave Cuba City, who does a fairly large number of home delivered, and Montford left to find something and scramble for them if we pull out of that UWP contract. Because UWP, I'll guarantee you, if we pull Platteville out, they won't continue with Montford and Cuba. It won't be enough meals.
Are they given a date when they'd like us out of there?
No. To tell you the truth, the city's never even contacted me.
So what it amounts to is, if there is somebody interested in that building, they're going to give them a date. We'd like to be in this building by such and such a time. That'll produce you a date then.
Yeah. The city has not even... I guess the city's looking at the senior center, since technically we're in the senior center. I guess they're relying on the senior center staff to let us know that, because I've not heard from the city at all.
Yeah.
Which is a little bit disheartening, because we're providing home-delivered meals on wheels out there to their residents and things like that.
Yeah.
You'd think they would, you know, and a lot. We provide over 20,000 meals to Platteville a year. And we provide, you know, that's a lot. So... I do think we need to be thoughtful, but I agree with you, Dan, in terms of the restaurant. I do. And I think we need to land somewhere in a church, in a community building for a while, and then we can start pursuing that, I think. But we have to look at contracts and how that it would affect others. Because it may be that if we do that in Platteville, then we need to figure out, can we do the same thing in Cuba and Montford before we pull out of that contract. And honestly, in terms of financials, I don't know what that means. I have to look at that contract yet. So. It's like a chess game.
And everybody's hurting for money.
Mm-hmm. Well, nobody's had great windfalls. They actually called me, or a meal participant, no, I shouldn't say that, a senior center participant called me the other day wondering if I knew of any grants available. That they could look at. And again, I did point them in the direction of X-Line, thought maybe the X-Line might support them, but I think they're scrambling for little pots of money, and that's, I think you're probably more on track, Steve, is that they've probably got the ability to put that back on the tax roll, and that's, I think, what they're going to
do. Who does Dickieville's meals?
Dickieville's come from Platteville as well, from UWP. Sorry, I always leave them out of that mix, so. I was short meals the other day. I was in a panic, and why don't my meals add up? And it was because of Dickieville.
Dickieville used to use that restaurant.
Dickieville, no, they have not used that.
They have not used that for a while.
Katrina's pulled out of, there again, my two jobs have coincided for years. We got meals out of Katrina's for Head Start at the time that you guys were getting meals as well. And then they decided to quit doing that.
Why did they?
I don't know. It was before my time. It, in terms of, I think they just couldn't meet. We couldn't afford them. They wanted a higher price, and we just couldn't afford them. So, and they chose not to do it for.
So what you're looking at is possibly making some kind of decision on Muscogee, and then just an FYI on. Bio?
I think my goal today was to get a hold of John, and I'm going to go down and meet with him and say I think we probably better start looking for space. I mean, realistically, I think that's. I would like to see us still stay co-located for the senior center, because I think that's a good thing, but. You know, I had already told him that our budgets were in. I mean, really, I...
Is there any contract or anything set up so that they can't hold the plug? If the city wants to sell the building, you know, we're locked in through at least through 17.
No. We have a... I don't think there is. I'll have to look. I think it's probably a 30-day notice. What I believe. So no, I don't think so. My thought was I need to get out and start looking. I did think of OE Gray building, because that's where Head Start is. So I go back to my old resources.
Yes.
OE Gray could be a nice thing. St. Mary's School.
I love it.
Yep, Elks Club came up in my conversation too with staff, so, because we've got some staff that live there and they thought of that one as well. So I'm a little disheartened that the city didn't call us. I just think for the amount of services we're providing there, that it would have been nice. But they didn't seem to give the senior center staff were pretty stunned, and that's just been a few weeks that they were given that.
I think I saw that in the paper.
So
there was an article.
They were pretty stunned.
Do we have any demographics on any of the sites about how old and male, female, and
we certainly, as far as the users, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can pull that out of our sand. So I can get that to you.
So are you saying if we move this ahead, we should make a decision on Muscogee Hill site?
Yeah. I put the Platteville one in there, but I mean, like I said,
I think it's a lot bigger picture.
I think it is too. I think you're right. Sure.
So do I have any suggestions on how you would like to move ahead on Muscogee Hill site from there? If it's legal for us to say if it didn't go, what's a figure that you think they could afford?
Well, we've got carryover. We've got some carryover money as well. So if we could always, if we didn't have it in the budget, we could take from there if we needed to. To me, I'm thinking the $2,500 just stuck in my head. So
that's what I was just going to say.
I think
so
between some donations that we get, and if we could maybe do some things, it might not even be that. So
had a motion that was $2,500 and empower you to do that amount. That should, I would make that motion.
Do I have a second?
Big
Joyce. Any further discussion on that? And we're well within the legal bounds to be able to do that. Okay. Hearing no further discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Motion passed. And then Platteville becomes an FYI that you're going to be looking at.
Yeah. Yeah. Ruth and I had already been talking about, you know, we've already been trying to look at sites and brainstorm. But like I said, I do think I've always thought Platteville was an area too where we should be able to locate some type of restaurant and get something going there as well. I think we got to get outside the box with home delivered as well and just look at some different opportunities. And that's why, you know, I'll be asking some of you and some participants to sit on that planning committee so we can look at some of that data and kind of figure out. Because if you look, the county puts a lot of money. Right? There's a lot of tax levy going into the nutrition program, and I think we need to firm it up. And that makes people nervous when I say that because they think, you know, staff are going to lose jobs, and I'm not necessarily saying that. I just think we have to look at where we can get our biggest bang for the buck. But Platteville is definitely an area we can't let go of because we got a lot of people using it. So.
Okay, on to number 11, Sun Program.
It's all about nutrition this week. One of the things I inherited when I came on board was the SUN program from Iowa County. The SUN program in Iowa County is I think they're a nonprofit. I don't exactly know their status. But Iowa County contracts with SUN to run their nutrition program.
Who is SUN?
SUN is Seniors United for Nutrition. So it's a separate entity on its own. I think it's its own nonprofit. It's really manned by two people. Cecile is the director, and she has an assistant. And she is charged then. Iowa County contracts with her to run the Iowa County Senior Nutrition Program. Okay. However, we've always had some participants in the Avoca area that are a little bit closer to our Muscadet meal site. So years and years ago, before I was on board here, Gail and Cecile had come up with a contract, I guess. I have yet to see the contract. I've not come across one, but verbally they had a contract that meals would, that the SUN program would purchase meals from us in the Muscadet area to serve those Avoca participants. It was never a lot, and it was at a reduced cost. It was at about what, because it's coming from our basketball on-site kitchen, it was at what they thought, what Gail had thought the purchased food cost was. It was lower than, so Last year, I had been talking with the state about that because I felt like we weren't getting enough money out of the SUN program. And our meals were increasing in Avoca. We were having more and more people wanting home-delivered meals in Avoca. And I felt like we weren't getting our fair share. So I had a conversation with the state about that and said, you know, how does it work when other counties purchase? Because I know there are other counties that cross lines sometimes. And at that point, they didn't have anything in writing. But they did come back later and said, gave me some examples of different places. Because I thought we should be getting the full meal cost. And it does vary in a couple different places. In some places, the county who is doing the meals claims it all, claims their numbers on their data report, claims everything, gets the participant donations. In some, that doesn't happen. So right now, we're not claiming those numbers. She's paying us at a reduced cost, and I think, quite frankly, that shouldn't be happening. So I had told her that I thought we needed to come up with a price. And I did say that I would look. I didn't know that it necessarily needed to be the $986, but I felt like we needed to get more money out of them. So Cecile went back to her board because she knew what the UW-Platteville contract is because she contracts with UW-Platteville too. So she said, my board's authorized to pay you $525. My response was, well, that's nice, but I don't deal with your board, so I will come up with a meal cost and take it to my board, and then we'll come back to you with what we think it is. So I did that. I'm trying to think where I put that. In roughly, I have come up with, I think, a very generous. What did I do with it? I apologize. Shoot. My rough figure right now is about $751. Because when we have to figure out a cost, we have to figure in all of our expenses. So I have my expenses. We still have to report these meals. I still have to look at these meals. Our meal site manager is involved in packaging up those meals. We have a driver that comes from Boscobel that delivers to Blue River to Muscadet. So we have expenses for that. We have paper supplies expenses. Theirs are even a little higher there because she's doing all paper products for their home delivered. I have my expenses. I have Ruth's expenses. So I started trying to go through each of the meal sites and doing a cost per meal site thing, which is not what we have to do for the state. And that gets a little crazy. I think I have it. But that's where I arrived at the $751 for home delivered there. And I think that's very fair.
And they wanted to pay five something?
$525. But she also wanted to know, to be honest with you, she wanted to know what the price would be in Linden. And I said, you contract with UWP for Linden. I have nothing to do with that. So
the $525 price.
Reach. The $525.
They do the home delivery.
Price
we
from
don't do
Platteville.
It. What's that?
The $525 price from Platteville.
Yeah.
That's not packaged.
It's no. And it's
so
not what it comes into
Muscadet.
Yeah. Well, and we're doing it for Boscobel. It's coming from our on-site kitchen. But yeah, it's not packaged. No, we have to do all that.
Things.
Yeah.
She called my meal site manager last year and said they had home assessments. We have to do a home assessment with people at home delivered, and she wanted her to do those. I said, no, you're not paying us to do that. So she doesn't, I think there's a little disconnect in, and I think, you know, what her and Gail maybe set up 7 years ago or whenever it was, maybe it was fine for the three or four meals that maybe were going out, you know, a few times a week. But I've got a lot more meals than that coming out. I've got, for the year, last year, 1,706 meals coming up for the SUN program. And we're just not, we just need to get a full cost.
Mm-hmm. So, other thing is people are getting older, correct? Mm-hmm. And they're needing more meals.
We don't provide the home delivery. So she sends out a home delivered driver to Muscadet to pick up the meals, and then they deliver them. So there's two things at play here. We can either look to still serve that area and have them and agree on a cost of what that will be, or we can say we choose not to serve the Muscadet or the Avoca area. It's not us. You guys need to figure out a way to do that yourselves. I will say, I believe that their budget has been in a little bit of trouble the last few years. I know from various things from their board members, I've heard that they've had some issues. But they don't serve very many meals. They serve, like, in a year's time, I think she served 17,000 meals. And that's all she does. That is her program, is to serve those 17,000 meals.
And how many days a week?
5 days a week. For Muscadet, our program runs 5 days a week. So, at a minimum, first I told her we were going to, you know, first I said, well, I think it's, what's our home delivered, 980, 914, or...
I think it is 980.
Is it 986 or 914?
Yeah.
It went down this year. First I told her we would charge her the full cost, just the county average. However, I know full well our meal site costs vary because we have employees that are getting various, some of our employees are still grandfathered in for benefits. So some of our meal sites are much more expensive than others. So I was trying to break down them the meal cost tool that we did for the state, which is just the whole program. I was trying to take those numbers and break it down per meal site, which is where I arrived at the 751, which I'm fairly confident I'm not an accountant, but it's probably close for those meals. And I think it's actually fairly generous. So what is your feeling? Do you think we should just not, should we be in the practice of just not serving other counties?
Does this individual, have you sat down with her and let her know all the things that you throw into it? Many times.
Yes, and she also has to do a meal cost tool for the state as well, the same as I am, because we run the same program. So she knows all the costs that go into it. She knows full well.
I agree with you that if, you know, you give her the price that you want, and if she doesn't want to do it, then just, we're just not going to do it.
And if we're going to do it, it's got to be worth our
price. Well,
right, and we're not going to do it for cost. Either,
If they're
going
to, I'm going to go grab that real quick just to make sure that I have that number right for you, because I swear to God I had it right here and I don't know what I did with it. I wonder if I accidentally passed it out.
Really,
I tell you, it's been a week. Crystal and I have had numbers problems all week, so that's why I'm not confident in my telling you that. So if you don't mind, I'll just grab it real quick so that I will have, because now that I'm saying 715, I'm thinking maybe it's 751. I'm thinking I might be backwards in that.
Careful crossing the street.
Remember those squirrels. I'm sure that's going to be a hotly contested thing over there at Platteville. But is this a preview of coming attractions for all things?
I'd be willing to bet that somebody approached them about that building, and they don't even have an answer yet.
Yeah.
Nobody has said, well, yeah, I will take it, and if they do, all right, how soon can I get in? And they don't even have an answer yet. I'll bet you that's what's going on.
And that is real close to everything downtown.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
With the new hotel opening.
The new hotel.
Sure.
Is there an opening date for that?
I don't think so.
So the hotel is going to be on the corner?
No, nope. The corner is the library.
Well, the corner is
the library faces Main Street. Mm-hmm. That's the front of the
sitting
library.
Sitting right by the copier.
Okay.
Did I apologize?
So that's the farthest ahead.
What's going to happen to the old building in the library, do you know?
That's going to be a health, county health type services.
It's already been a long
time. Not quite sure how to, community health.
So the whole library is going to be moving that.
Yes, the whole library will go there, and the old library will stay open, but it'll be a community health services type of thing.
So it was 751. I did base it on last year's meal cost tool. So the numbers of the meals are an average. But so if you look at it, I just broke it down into wages, what our cook. We have a full-time cook and an assistant cook at Boscobel. That's where the meals come from.
So we have the meal cost there, which is our raw food purchase cost, our dairy, our milk cost. Cooks, we have a driver that delivers the food. We've got paper supplies. We have freight on some of the paper supplies that we pay. Fuel costs, obviously. Roost time coordinator. Phone rent. Admin would be some of my time, some of Crystal's. a little vehicle maintenance. Volunteer. Oh, I do have volunteer miles in there. Okay, I could probably take that out. Because we don't have mileage for that, so I do need to take that out. Our marketing costs, our insurance, other. And I'm not sure what my 512 is, but I found it for somewhere. I guess I don't know where
that's
that
under
came
the
from.
Other?
Yeah, I think it's under my other.
We can put miscellaneous there.
That's so if we take that out, do you have a calculator? Can you?
I do on my phone.
I'll figure that out. I didn't catch this.
I don't think it really makes any difference what that number is. I think we've got a number that we need to go with.
But I mean, I think this is fair. I think that's, you know, what I was trying to look at was, because what I'm feeling like is now she's looking to us in Montfort and in different places, and I'm thinking, oh, I think we're opening a can of worms at this lower price, and I'm not very comfortable with that.
Is $10.33 the average cost of congregate meals?
Yes.
And it's more than the home?
Yes, because I figured more staff time into the congregate, because they do, the home delivered, they're basically bringing it in, temping it, packaging it up, and getting it out. Where congregate, they have to, there's cleanup, there's registration, and all of that. So I did figure in the cost a little bit differently on that. That was kind of it. So it's $7.43. If you take out the... Oh, wait a minute. Gosh. I tell you, I apologize. I think I'm on the wrong line. This has been my whole week. I am sorry.
It's a super moon.
Gosh,
something.
It
was a full moon.
Yeah,
the super moon.
Equals. Oh, Jesus. All right. 40. 194 minus 942. Yeah, they are. They're last year's figures, too.
Just have a little bit built in.
So. So 734 is what it would come to. And I can refine this. I'll tell you, I did this a while back, and then I'd hope to have a little more time yesterday to refine it. But
that's on last year's.
Yeah, I wouldn't go too cheap because everything's went up.
Yeah, and I can estimate it based on what we think for the coming year, what we think we'll do for meals.
$7.75.
You should know.
Prices go up. They don't go down.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Well, and quite frankly, my feeling is she's been taking more than she's been given for a while. She used to tag on to our UWP contract, and she just had that negotiated. Gail used to negotiate that for her, and I said, no, I'm not negotiating for Iowa County. I'm not going to do that. You either can just go with the price that we have or whatever. I just don't. The action either needs to be that we don't serve Iowa County, or that we'll do it
with this price.
At the what, $7.51?
You want to do it at $7.51? Yeah. It's probably pretty realistic.
That would be my motion.
Do you want to
stay with that? And if they don't want
to
do that,
do you want to go up to what the full average cost is? And I mean, because that's the possibility too.
We don't need to make money on it, but I don't want to lose anything.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess maybe I'm thinking along Pat's line too. At $7.75, or split the difference, $7.60 something.
Yeah. I would think $7.75.
Yeah.
You take it or leave it. That way you have something to negotiate
with. If we lose them, we're not out anything. Are we?
Nope.
I wouldn't think so.
Nope.
So, Steve, where's your motion?
Because we're not getting money back. We're not getting
money
back.
Put whatever your number is.
I can report them. They report them.
But I think we have to give a number for a motion.
We just have to recoup.
$775, is that what we're saying? Everybody agree on that? That'd be $775, and if they don't want to do that, then we just drop that area totally.
Okay, do I have a second for that?
You bet.
Well, I get 3 seconds.
We don't care.
Any further discussion? Yeah. Any further discussion?
Who was the second?
I didn't even. Who made the motion? Steve's got the motion.
And you get a pick.
And who second? Okay. Well, I picked Dave last time, so.
Okay. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
775.
Just one comment before we leave this whole discussion on these things. The VOTEC has a culinary department.
They do.
And have they ever expressed any interest in...
We actually contacted them this past bidding process because they didn't have one on the last one. And we did, and they did ask for a packet, but they did not submit a bid. So I have not talked to Rex, who would be the... director of there.
Yeah,
I don't know why they chose not to.
Think that unless they, I guess we've had Karen and Jeff at our meetings, and they start off with they have too many students that are watching, the food TV shows.
Sure.
First day of the first semester, they start with 30, and halfway through, they trickle off, and it's, what do you mean I'd have to take garbage out, or what do you mean I'd have to, restock and actually do the work. I can't just light this food on fire. And she said that if they get through this by graduation time, if they've got four.
Wow. I did talk to Rex, and they didn't. I don't know what their reasons were for not doing it this year, but we also did have some conversations with him. I think in the future we may need to figure out if we get into the frozen meal business or not. Because we have so many more requests for home delivered, and we can't get drivers out into these isolated areas is almost difficult.
Although Kenmore is the very center of the county.
So we did talk. I did talk with Rex when he came on board about the possibility of that too, of having them actually just do frozen meals. Because right now we do them out of our sites, and that's just not great.
But now the Platteville. People do the Platteville on those. That's not a school, right? Those are people's jobs, and that's what they do for a living.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
UW Platteville,
yeah.
Yes, it's their case.
So
it's their
one. Yeah, the one in Lancaster or in Fenimore, that is a training school. They're not there to do a job for the same old thing over and over and over. They're supposed to be learning culinary process.
They do,
maybe,
but
that's
they
the difference. I,
that's
but they also provide their own catering.
Yeah.
I would assume they provide their own catering though, because they cater to the school students.
Will they do events?
Yeah.
They cater
to events.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, we did. I fully expected a bid packet from them, and we didn't get it.
So. I wouldn't charge them that much.
But I also told you that UW Platteville came to us and said they didn't know if they were going to bid.
Yeah.
So.
Oh.
And that was not the. That was the higher ups because
we've already paid Fenimore. Our tax dollars.
Yeah.
Program and.
But Rex and I have had some of those. I think we're going to have to explore different methods of home delivered. And my thought was if they could package up and we could order, say, 25 roast beef dinners a month, and then we'll get those out and have four people could pick those up. Because I think we could do a much higher quality frozen meal than, right now, not all of our meals are freezable. So, and when you freeze a meal, it's not as great.
We can do a drive-through.
Pat, you're in food business.
Yes, I am.
Is that anything you'd think about doing?
Oh, gosh, no, we are so busy. Just ordinary, day-to-day stuff.
I just thought I'd bring it up. That would be something to expand on.
It's just your employees and your everything else.
Biting off.
I'm not crossing the cottonwood off my ass just yet.
Okay, we did pass that, correct?
Yes.
All those in favor say aye.
Thank you for that. I know that's a lot, but It's been something that needed to be done for quite some time.
Okay, number 12, computer purchase.
I have a couple of them. Boscobel received a $1,000 donation to the nutrition program. They are also, the computer died there this past year. So I would like to use that, part of that $1,000. It won't be near that. I'm talking to IT to put a computer in there, though. Right now I've got her set up with a laptop, which isn't real convenient because it's a senior center as well, so that makes me nervous that the laptop might get left out. Or not that our basketball seniors would steal it, but, you know, it's just, that community building gets a lot of use. So, and I think the old computer was in a locked cabinet as well, so that other people who rented the building couldn't get at it. But
do you need a motion to use that money?
I probably didn't, but I just thought I should. The other thing, excuse me, I shouldn't put the cookie in my mouth, is we did write into the ADRC budget for computers. And I haven't purchased any of those because IT's been a little nuts. And Mary and I had a conversation. I didn't know if we wanted to buy computers right now with the building, and we didn't really know with the building situation what was included, what wasn't. So my thought was to hold off on computers for the ADRC, but purchase this one for basketball. So I don't know what your feelings are in that. If we wouldn't have the money again down the line, if for some reason our ADRC budgets get tighter, since we don't know what's going to happen, you know, we do need computer upgrades in the future. I will tell you that, definitely. But from what I could see, computer equipment and those types of purchases do need your approval. Sometimes they go to public property, but I've always written them into the budget. So,
someone like to make a motion to purchase this computer? Does it have to be out of a certain fund or just to purchase a computer?
No, I would just like to use that donation.
I can make the motion.
Pat made a motion
to purchase a computer for Boscobel.
Out of that
using the donation.
Using the donation. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Shirley seconds. Okay. Any further discussion?
Any feeling on whether I should purchase the computers this year?
Or ADRC?
Puts in your budget, I think you said first.
Okay.
Okay, all those
I
in favor say aye.
Now if I can just
say no. Motion passed. No. Customer service report.
I know we're getting long. Mary was going to get me out a one-pager on this, and she didn't do that. So I'm going to try to, in the interest of time, I will try to get you out a one-pager. But overall, this was the state did this customer satisfaction survey. And overall, we came out of it very, very good. I thought Southwest as a whole and Grant County as a whole did a nice job in here, and I'm just trying to pick out a couple of them. Satisfaction with the home visits, the statewide average was 3.8, and we're 3.8 as well. Couple of the things that I took out of there is we want to work on a little bit more of our follow-ups, I think. But as far as people feeling that we personalize services well, the statewide average was 3. We were 3.1. We even did pretty good in accessibility, so 3.5 and we're 3.4. Hospitality, statewide was 3. We were 3. Knowledge, 3.6 was the statewide average. We were 3.7. Guidance to the customer, 3.8. We were 3.8. And empowerment, 3.5, and we were 3.5. So overall, I'll just leave this out and you can look at it. But the overall experience in customer satisfaction for the state was 3.6, and for Lancaster it was 4.0. So I was very happy with that. So I will pass that around. And I will, when Mary does the one-pager for you, I'll give you that too. But we will be sharing that with legislators and other stakeholders.
Can you send that electronically?
Yes. Yeah, she did just send it to me. So I didn't have one up until yesterday. So I was very pleased with that. I think that says a lot about the customer service that we're trying to provide to people. So
why do they list it by city instead of county?
I think that's just where the offices are located, so that's why they did it that way. I'm not quite sure why they didn't do it by county either. I thought that was odd.
Okay, any further comments on that customer service report? We're evidently doing something right.
We're doing something right.
Okay, number 12, approval of vouchers. Anybody have any questions on the vouchers?
Anything out of the ordinary, Crystal?
Nope. Pretty basic.
I'll make the motion to approve the
vouchers. Motion to approve the vouchers. I have a second. Any further discussion on them? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Say no. Motion passed. Accept the vouchers. And now the financial report.
Here's mine that I circled.
Finance report. We have a few issues we need to go back and do some journal entries on. That we're now catching as we get closer.
Can you read my chickens?
I don't know if I can read your... under meals, we've got a couple things that got attached to the wrong account. So where we look like we're over in a couple categories, those will be expensed out to other expenses. We just had some participant forms that got expensed to the wrong account and some janitorial supplies and ink. But so we'll be fixing that a little bit. Is that under rent? How did we get... You're going to have to read that for me. I'm sorry, my eyes aren't that good today. You got younger eyes. You can read that.
That's pretty tiny handwriting. So the next one was outreach and awareness. That one you said should maybe go to...
Yeah, we had some hiring ads, our bid ads got expensed out to that, and they shouldn't be. Those need to go under a different category. So outreach is just for advertising our services.
And then Linda's wages.
Oh, okay, that's the other one. And then under benefits specialists, if you look at our extra hire wages, they're off, and that's because Linda's wages, our LTE wages, did get in that extra hire. However, when we budgeted this, we budgeted Linda's wages in the regular wages, and we only did the extra hire if we hired on. Sometimes we've hired a second LTE, and we didn't. So I got to talk to Teresa about that. Because those should actually be coming out of their regular. And maybe she wants me to do that different next year, but I thought that's how we've done it in the past.
That'll be corrected by next month.
It should be, yeah. Yeah, we should be able to get that changed.
And then mileage for Dodgeville Taxi was up because we paid Roland. You didn't, have much budgeted and then...
Yeah. Under Dodgeville Taxi, we wouldn't have much... Where is that?
We only had 100 budgeted.
Under mileage and travel, that is off because I did have to send a driver from our area, and I did pay him mileage because that was not his job to fill in for the Dodgeville Taxi. But in order to have the Dodgeville Taxi run, I needed to do that. So. But there again, those costs come out of the grant, and we do have money in there. We'll be fine with that because our revenue has been okay there, I think. So I don't think that'll be a problem.
Anybody have any questions on this?
Sorry, as it shakes out at the end of the year, you start seeing where you miscalculated things, so just got to do some journal entries.
We need a motion to accept the financial report. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. All right, report.
Yeah, I don't have a written report because this is just how my week is gone. October is an incredibly busy month for us because we've got Elderfest thrown in there. It's end of the year stuff, so I've been working on end of year reports, trying to match everything up to make sure that the numbers that we have look like the numbers that we're reporting. because the numbers that we report are what we get funded on. So we want to make sure that that is the case. It didn't always used to be the case, so I'm a little fanatical about that, but it looks good. That has been probably the main thing. We've been doing Part D. Customers are accessing that quite a bit. I think our information and assistance numbers have been up, too, because we've seemed to be doing a lot.
So busy.
The phones have been ringing off the hook as well.
So busy.
So, yeah, there has been a lot going on. Building committees have been an extra meeting because I needed some extra meetings this month. I didn't have quite enough. A couple things that have occurred with the state, which I think are going to be good news. Since the ADRC went to the Division of Public Health now, instead of being under the Long-Term Care Division, we're seeing some differences in our 2017 contract. So that ADRC contract is basically what we have to live and breathe by on the ADRC side of it. That's where the separate waiting room, the separate and distinct, and the warm and welcoming and all of that comes into play. Well, this division has a little bit different outlook than the other one, which I think is good. They're very focused on outcomes, but not necessarily on process. So if you're meeting the outcomes, how you meet the outcomes is up to you. They're leaving a little bit more of that to local control. So that's good news for us in terms of, you know, I mean, before they were dictating what kind of phone system they wanted us to have and what type of, you know, it was getting very, very prescriptive. So they've taken that out now in the 2017 contract. So we don't have the exact one yet, but they're taking some of that out. We still have to be warm and welcoming. They would still like a distinct entrance for the ADRC. But if your ADRC is housed in a human service area, they're not going to get as excited about that as they were 3 months ago. So I think it will be better for us in terms of certain things. And I think that came about because I think there was some pressure by the counties association on the new secretary to do that, because there's all of a sudden meetings set up with the county association and the Aging and Disabilities Professional Association and the state that we've never had before. And that we just heard about maybe a month and a half ago, and then all of a sudden there were ADRC contract changes. So I kind of felt maybe some of the counties that were told they had to remodel their waiting rooms after they just built new buildings were maybe not very happy. So I think that's a good thing. So in doing the end of the year reporting, I've never really looked at the rest of the state in terms of the meals we provide. But when Ruth and I were at a regional training not too long ago, they were asking us about how many home-delivered meals we did in a year and how many congregate. And we told them, and they're like, wow, that's really good. And like, we don't always think it's really good. We think we're a little bit low. And they're like, no. And I'm like, well, that made me start thinking, what are the other counties doing? So at the end of this year, I did pull it up. Again, this is the NSIP-eligible ones. This does not include the family care meals in here. It's just the ones that we get reimbursement for. But as a county, for that, if you throw in the other stuff, we're at like 77,000, I think, is on your report somewhere. NSIP-eligible, we're at 69,000. Eau Claire ADRC does 61,000 for both their congregate and home delivered. La Crosse does 83,000. So in our service area, what we're attached to here, we're the third highest, which I was pretty amazed by. Overall, we've got 5, 6, 7. Oh, that's 8, 9, 10. If you throw out Dane and Madison, there's only still about 9 or 10 counties higher than we are as far as the number of meals we're serving. So I'll pass this around and you can take a look at it. But I was pretty impressed by that. If you look at Sauk County, Sauk County's providing 50,000. We get compared to Sauk a lot because of the size. They're providing 50,000. We're doing we're doing almost 20,000 more than them. Trempealeau's doing 30. Vernon's doing 43. Ironically, I look at Richland, who is doing 26,000 entirely, and I look at Iowa County is doing 17,000, and they have dedicated nutrition directors that do that just full time. That's all they run. That's it. And we're doing 69,000, and we don't even have a dedicated nutrition director. So I'll pass that around. You can look at that. But I thought it was interesting, and I thought that we needed to pat ourselves on the back a little more, because sometimes we think, gosh, we're not getting that many people to the Congress sites, but in reality, we're doing quite well, I think. So, Crystal, what, anything else we got happening that we've been doing?
That you can think of? INA had a training, didn't they, or something?
INA did do a training. Yep, they did. And I've totally lost what that was about. I've been at transportation. We did have Carrie Porter from GWAR at our last transportation meeting. GWAR is looking to do a grant. They got money to do a grant looking at technology to support coordination with other counties. We are also doing it within our own regional system right now. Southwest Planning has a grant to look at how we can better coordinate transportation too. So Carrie came down to see if we can't combine some of those aspects. And that is that we are charged with the state for doing that. I have not heard from either one of our grants to try to get a vehicle. The FTA one I applied for, which was a real long shot, was supposed to be, we were supposed to know by late summer. I guess maybe the temperature has to fall to a certain degree before they consider it not to be summer.
So you should get a no. I mean, you should get a no.
Should get something. I should get something. And then we did apply for the 5310, but I know that one takes a lot longer. So, but I was a little... The FTA one I really don't fully expect to get, but, you know, there's always that hope. So, Elder Fest we covered. So we are setting up a caregiver renewal day. That we will do as part of it's part of our aging plan. So we provide, again, we provide some respite for that, and we provide some caregiver. We usually do a presentation to our caregivers, and then we provide them a little feel-good activity and things like that. So those are the main things. Mostly we've been working on literally end-of-the-year reporting, which we will be doing this afternoon as well. Right, Crystal?
Mm-hmm. I was so gone last year.
We get you on a new building and discuss all your satisfactions.
We look pretty good, don't we?
Yeah, you do.
I know. I was.
Maybe it's the hominess of the building.
Yeah. Don't go there. Don't go there. I think it's what we may do with, but yeah. No. And as far as program numbers, did you get the program report?
Yes.
Yeah. So you've got that. So if you have any questions on that, let me know.
Do you have any questions on that?
Again, the state has not released really any EBS, so this is not Part D in here at all. The state has had this new database for elder benefits, and they have not released any data for us, so we have no data.
So Iris is still hanging in there, huh?
Iris is hanging in there. Where are you looking at?
Just looking down.
Oh, yes, Iris is still going. Family care is still going.
Continuous now, huh?
Continuous is still going. Family care is still going. I talked to continuous workers at the other day and said, are you still merging? Because that's been unclear. They say they are.
First of the year?
They say they are. I don't think the state's approved it yet, but
so what's merging? Care Wisconsin?
No. Care Wisconsin is separate.
Separate.
It is
continuous
community care? Care Connections, Western Wisconsin Cares, and continuous. And I'm assuming they've changed their authorization process for us, so I'm assuming they are merging into one there. But we haven't heard that the state has approved the merger, so I don't know.
What keeps those organizations?
I don't know if they need to. One thing we're going to have a problem with, and if you, I don't think any of you sit on the continuous board, but Gary Radom does, I'm going to have a conversation with him, is We have some family care participants that came up again this year. We get some every once in a while that family care doesn't determine that they're at a, they determine that they're at a non-nursing home level of service, and that doesn't include meals. And yet they're enrolled in our meal program. And that means we're not getting a family care reimbursement, and it also probably means we're not getting much of a donation. And I don't know how, and the state's been real wishy-washy on that. But to me, it's a double dip. So I've asked for some clarification on that, and I've never really gotten a lot. Dane County says that they just don't put them on, if they know, if they find out. So that might be a future discussion for us. I don't know. I mean, we literally have a couple people that have scored on our, we do a nutrition risk score, and they have scored extremely high, like 14 and 15 out of 20, with 6 being you're at nutritional risk at 6 and up, and they've scored 14 and 15 and continuous to saying they're not eligible for meals. But if they're not eligible, they don't pay us. So that's for a future discussion, and I'm hoping to get some clarification as to what we can do, because I was told when I first came on board here there wasn't much we could do about it, but I still think it's double dipping. But I don't want to actually tell some poor senior citizen that really does need those meals that we're not going to provide them because they're in continuous, and continuous isn't going to provide them. But I'll bet you money that we're not getting donations out of, because they're already on family care. So anyway.
Anybody have any further questions for Lauren? Matt, we'll look at our December meeting, and where are we at there?
Where are we at, Crystal? Not on the agenda. That's my fault, because I did the agenda. I'm always going to mix it up. 21?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I have it right here.
I will... Would you like to hold that at a different time, or do you want me to see? I don't think we'll have as much for that one. In past years, we typically not always had the December meeting unless something's come up that really needed approval. Would you like me to?
Call on the chair.
Okay.
We don't need it. We don't need it.
Okay.
So you're still going to put it on and then decide?
I'll see what we have
if
on the agenda.
We don't have enough to discuss.
It would be the...
21st.
Yeah.
So you and I can discuss it,
yeah,
and we'll decide whether we need to hold it or not.
Good to me.
Yeah.
That will be busy enough.
Typically, we don't. Typically, that December agenda is not probably anything that can't wait till January. So.
Hearing nothing?
I'll
second it.
Thank you. Sorry for the long meeting, but.
If we don't meet on the 21st, have a good Thanksgiving and Christmas and everything.
Yeah, enjoy the holidays. Thank you all for that discussion, because I do appreciate your support in that. It's been a lot going on.